From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of a nuclear deal crafted by world powers. That clears the way for Tehran to get relief from crippling international nuclear-related sanctions. EU High Representative for Foreign Policy Federica Mogherini announced that world powers were removing the sanctions on Iran in a joint appearance in Vienna on Saturday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. sanctions termination requirements of Iran's nuclear agreement are now in effect.
The United States and the EU will immediately lift nuclear-related sanctions, expanding the horizon of opportunity for the Iranian people, and I have even tonight, before coming over here, signed a number of documents over those sanctions that the State Department has jurisdiction over in order to effect that lifting.
The White House simultaneously issued an executive order putting those measures in place. The Islamic Republic and world powers signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium-enriching activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of crippling sanctions. The announcement of the deal came hours after the United States and Iran announced a prisoner swap. Five Americans are being freed, including Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, who had been held for more than 500 days. The U.S. is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or were facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. This is VOA News. Taiwan's voters elected Tsai Ing-wen Saturday as the island's first female president. That delivers a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which has focused heavily on growing relations with Beijing since coming to power 8 years ago. VOA's William Ide has more from Taipei.
Tsai Ing-wen's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party not only won the presidency in the election, but a majority in the legislature for the first time, a development that could have a big impact on economic policies with China. Tsai has pledged to maintain peace and stable relations with the world's second-largest economy, but also is demanding that the vote and will of Taiwan's people not be overlooked. Tsai will not be sworn into office until May 20th, but the new legislature will be sworn into office in early February. When Tsai becomes Taiwan's president, dealing with the island's biggest trading partner, China, and helping strengthen a faltering economy, as well as wage stagnation, are some of the key challenges she will face. Bill Ide, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Indonesia's national police chief on Saturday announced that 12 suspected Islamic State loyalists had been arrested in connection with the first Islamic State attack in the world's most populous Muslim country. In response to Thursday's violence linked to the Islamic State group, Indonesia will bar those who have joined the terror outfit in the Middle East from returning home. And on Saturday, the government belatedly began shutting down websites and social media accounts of violent extremists. Meanwhile, Islamic State militants killed at least 135 people, some of them women and children, in wide-scale attacks on government-held areas near the city of Deir ez-Zor, Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that at least 80 of those killed were soldiers and pro-government militia. The rest were civilians. Burkina Faso government officials said that the siege of an upscale hotel that killed at least 23 people ended on Saturday. Interior Minister Simon Campore said that victims from 18 countries died in the attack at the Splendide Hotel. Campore said that three militant jihadists were also killed, two women and one man. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has claimed responsibility for the attack. Burkina Faso's president visited the hotel and called the attack cowardly and vile. And here in Washington, people got their first up-close look at a new five-month-old panda cub, Bebe, on Saturday. The panda will stay at the National Zoo until he is 4 years old, and then he will be returned to China. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.